The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host Mark Friedman may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning, it's Sunday, and you're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I am CEO and President of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. And it's my pleasure to be with you again bright and early this Sunday morning, 7:30. Hope you're doing all right. We've got lots of great things to talk about today. But if you haven't noticed, you probably saw this past week, that the issue of the stock market being in miserable shape is now a thing of the past. The Dow Jones Industrial Average just this week topped that magical number of 14,164. It is no longer in the negative ever in the negative. So we're going to talk a little bit about that this week. We're going to talk about lots of other interesting stories. We've got some financial tips for you. We've got our traditional segment called Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain. I've got some great information from a report that we've just put out called 10 Reasons It's Time for a New Financial Plan. And of course, at the end of our show, we're going to introduce our mailbag again, where last week we awarded a $50 American Express gift certificate to a listener in Haverhill, Massachusetts. It's nice to see that the signal at 104.9 is reaching out much further than just Gloucester. That's not to say that we don't like the people in Gloucester. We love having you as listeners, but that signal is getting larger. It's growing further, and we're so excited to have so many listeners. I will tell you, last week after our show, we had 5 more people sign up for our newsletter, so we're delighted to continue to add to our list of more than 5,000 people that are getting our newsletter each and every Friday. If you as a listener would like to receive it, it is called Planning Pointers, and I'll tell you right now how you can get your free newsletter. All you need to do is go to my website. It is FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, 2 E's and a D, Financial.com. You'll see on the right-hand side it asks just for your name, an email address, and where you heard from us. And I hope that you'll click on the drop-down menu and select 104.9 so that we know that you're listening to the station. Also, you can also find a little box below that if you want to send us a question that we can put into our mailbag, or if you just have a question in general that you'd like me to respond to directly, I'm happy to do that. You know, we know that oftentimes it's difficult or it's sometimes intimidating to pick up the phone and call a financial planner's office because you just wonder, how are they going to react to you? Well, I will tell you, we react very kindly, very calmly, and there is never a stupid question that's get asked of our office. However, if you would feel more comfortable just dropping me an email, sending me a little note, I promise you that each and every listener of 104.9 will get a personal response from me. I will give you a response to your question. So always feel free to go to our website, FriedmanFinancial.com, to sign up for Planning Pointers, which comes out each Friday. Send me a question, send me an email, whatever you'd like to do. We'd love to hear from you. Well, just a little, just quickly about our firm. Our firm has been around since 1968. My father started it all the way back then. He retired in 2007. We have 2 certified financial planner professionals in our office. I am one of them. The other one is Marion Gilman, who's been with me about 13 years. And the two of us work as a team to meet with our clients. You just generally don't just meet with me or with Marion. We always work together. We also have a great support staff of 3 other people, and we operate creating this environment where it's always about impressions. And in fact, I have a person that sits in the front of my office. Her name is Lisa, and her title, believe it or not, is Director of First Impressions. So if you ever come to our office in Peabody, which is right near the North Shore Mall, if you ever swing by, you ever come for a review meeting, an initial consultation, anything like that, you will see that the experience that you will have from the minute you walk in the door will be first class. You will experience a great impression from the minute you come to see us. So let's get on with the show. Our first thing that we want to talk about today is something called a smart money tip of the week. We always offer up our smart money tip at the top of the show, which I guess is kind of a weird say to say the top of the show because we're actually in the 30-minute segment of the show because the show opens here at 7:30. But we'll say it's at the top of the show anyways. Okay, so I've got three rules of thumb that I want you to avoid because these are things that we've been told for years. And it absolutely drives me nuts when people come to ask us questions. They see us at a cocktail party. They see me at Dunkin' Donuts. Or we just hear people, you know, jabbering with themselves, not themselves, with other people, at a restaurant, just standing in line, whatever it is. And they talk about these silly rules of thumb that have been out there. And I want to dispel those myths right now. The number one rule of thumb that I continue to hear from people is about the allocation of money that you should have from stocks to bonds. And there are so many people that say, well, shouldn't I have the percentage of bonds in my portfolio equal to my age? Meaning that if you're 70 years old, you should have 70% of your money in bonds and 30% of your money in stocks. And if you're 30 years old, you should have 30% of your money in bonds and 70% of your money in stocks. I think that's nuts. First of all, I don't actually think it fits into the big picture of planning anyways, because chances are you also have money in cash. You also have money in a retirement plan. Perhaps you own a house. Perhaps you continue to save money or spend money or have an education account or whatever it might be. We can't continue to look at our financial wealth as just one of our accounts. If you're going to look at your financial life and make smart, informed decisions about what you want to do both presently towards the future and how you want to get there, you have to continue to look at your life through the big picture, through the lens of a very large magnifying glass that looks at it all. And so please, please, please don't ever use this rule, silly rule of thumb that says that you should put a percentage of your money into bonds based on your age and the remaining percentage into stocks. Let's talk about something else that's kind of silly. And I reported this last week in our newsletter. There's all these different types of theories that are out there that say, well, if the AFC in the Super Bowl wins, that means the stock market's going to go up. Or if the Democrats win the election, the stock market's going to go down the following year. That's just junk. I mean, okay, so you're right 60% of the time. That's not like 100% of the time. That's just a little bit better than guessing. So that stuff doesn't work. You can't rely on this. So here's a silly an index that we heard about. It's called the Tooth Fairy Index. What is the Tooth Fairy Index? Well, Delta Dental has supported this index for more than 10 years, and they measure what the average amount of money is that the tooth fairy is putting under the pillow for a child who has lost a tooth. Now think about that. What do you think the amount of money is on average across this country? Well, I'll tell you. The average amount last year was $2.10. Now, I don't know what you slide underneath your kid's pillow. Perhaps it's a dollar, perhaps it's $20, perhaps it's a nickel, perhaps it's a $100 bill. I don't know. But when I asked around my office, I found out some people were putting $5, some people put $1, some people put $10. It's all over the place. Well, the average last year was $2.10. The average in 2011. The average in 2012 went up 15%. The average now is $2.42. Now, that's the average, of course. I don't think people are leaving $2.42 under a pillow, but that's what the general average is. But what was interesting about the Tooth Fairy Index is when the average goes up over the course of a year, it's a predictor that says the S&P 500 will go up that year. If you believe that, well, you know, go buy a scratch ticket because I don't know whether that's going to come true or not, but I will tell you, according to Delta Dental, they seem to want to stand behind that because they've actually been quite accurate over the past 20 years. But I'll completely leave that judgment call up to you. But it's a silly rule of thumb to continue to rely on these indexes, these reports, these judgment calls that have nothing to do with the stock market as an indicator of what the stock market might do. And the last rule of thumb that I want you to ignore is to stop thinking that you need life insurance to bury you. Think about this. We see a lot of people that say, oh, well, I need to hold on to this policy so I can bury me. Well, first of all, you'll be dead. So there's no chance that you're going to be able to fill out the form to request the cash from the life insurance policy. Just kind of think about that. You don't need, unless you have zero assets to your name, absolutely nothing to your name, that's the only reason that life insurance might help to pay to bury you. It's not necessary. You need life insurance for a lot of reasons, but having a policy so you can pay for your funeral costs to bury you in the ground is a very silly, very ridiculous reason to continue to maintain that coverage. Remember, when you're dead, you can't dig the hole. You can't fill out the claim form. You can't call the life insurance company and say, I want to collect my money now. Somebody has to do that. And on the other side of it, I sure hope the person that knows that they're the beneficiary of that life insurance knows to even collect it. And that's a whole nother discussion all unto itself. My name is Mark Friedman. You've been listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9 this morning. I'm with you for the hour, so I hope you'll sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, and join me. We're going to be talking about several different issues, all as they relate to financial planning. We run a free weekly newsletter called Planning Pointers that comes out every Friday at 10:30. You can go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. And we'll get that newsletter sent out to you absolutely for free each and every Friday. When we get back, we're going to jump into a segment that I call Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain. We're going to reveal to you some of the secrets, some of the industry words, knowledge, discussion points, and something that I've learned at a conference that I attended this week that you may want to stick around and hang around and listen to. You've been listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Do you wonder whether your investments, 401k, and Social Security income will be enough to support you in retirement? It's time to stop worrying and start planning. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. For more than four decades, Friedman Financial has provided individuals and families on the North Shore with clear answers to retirement questions. We listen to your goals, review your whole financial situation, and craft an investment strategy especially for you. At Friedman Financial, planning is what we do, and we present ideas to you in a language you can understand. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC registered investment advisor.
What you hear isn't just any beat, it's the actual heartbeat of a child in need. This is Ryan Tedder from One Republic. The beat of our new song, Feel Again, was created with heartbeats of children in need. Find out how it can help frontline health workers save millions of children at everybeatmatters.org.
Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents. Do you like what you're hearing on today's show? Does our approach to financial planning make sense to you? If you answered yes, then I'd like to learn more about your financial goals and objectives. You see, our team at Friedman Financial can help you put your financial house in order and keep your focus on the big picture. Sure, we manage money for you, but if you're like most of our clients, you want someone who provides advice in all areas of your financial life too. Think of us as your rational sounding board for financial questions and direction. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, we're here to help you with the strategies to get you there. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
If I had a million dollars, $1 million. If I had $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, which is located in Peabody, Massachusetts, and it's my absolute pleasure to be with you again this Sunday. We've been getting such great feedback from so many of the listeners here at 104.9. Folks have called our office to say thanks. We really appreciate having good financial money talk on the radio, stuff that I can understand. And that's really what this show is all about, is trying to give you some education, because it's intimidating out there. Lots of people use all sorts of big, fancy, newfangled words to maybe intimidate you, scare you, pressure you a little bit to think that you need to do something different. Well, I'll tell you, as a financial planner that's been doing this for 22 years, what you just need is some common sense advice. And we're here on the radio station today to help you with that advice. In fact, I want to just let's talk about just something of just basic common sense here. Over this past week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average exceeded its all-time high. Now, it's taken a long time for it to do it. In fact, it was the last time it was at 14,164, which was the all-time high, was October 9th of 2007. So if you really think about it, it's almost 6 years until the Dow Jones Industrial Average has passed that $14,000 threshold. What's also kind of interesting, where many people thought, never, ever, ever again will I see 14,000. I bet you would have never thought that 10 years ago, if AIG, Citigroup, and GM weren't part of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, you probably would have never thought it would exceed 14,000. Well, at least this week, it exceeded that amount. And AIG, Citigroup, and GM, well, GM and AIG are, for the most part, gone. Citigroup has been taken off the Dow Jones. And so it's a whole different collection of stocks there. You need to remember that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is not made up of 500 stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is just made up of 30 stocks. It's the 30 leading industry leaders that are collectively aggregated through some type of a formula to build up the average. But I also want you to take this snapshot. People will say that this has been the lost decade. You've heard that term, the lost decade, because the market has been so bad. Well, I will tell you, if you look back 10 years ago, go back 10 years ago from this weekend, do you know where the Dow Jones Industrial Average was? It read at 7,568 points. 7,500 points. If you really double that, you're coming pretty close to where we are right now. So if someone said, hey, could have I doubled my money in 10 years? I bet no one would ever think that with all that we've been through, whether it was 9/11, whether it was the crisis that we've gone through, the financial crisis, the economic crisis, everything that we've gone through, that's all been in within a 10-year period of time, that we are now double from where we were back then. Double. You made, if you think about it, because we did this Money Minute a few weeks ago called the Rule of 72. And so it took 10 years for us to essentially double our money. That means if you take the number 10, actually take the number 72, divide the number 10 into it, you're going to get 7.2. That means that the average rate of return on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, now this is just average, nothing's guaranteed here, 7.2% a year. Now, where could have you gotten 7.2% a year for the past 10 years? Certainly not in the bank, certainly not in bonds, certainly not in real estate, but you could actually do it in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, I'm not suggesting that everyone go run out and put all of their money in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Absolutely not. Would never guarantee something like that. But I will tell you that those folks that think that stocks are simply a bad investment, way too risky, yes, they go up, yes, they go down. But if you've got time, if you've got the patience, if you've got the willingness to be a Rip Van Winkle, meaning just you invest it, go to sleep, and wake up in sometime in the future, my feeling is that you are likely to be very satisfied with the results. So that's just my own kind of feeling that was out there. I wanted to share that perspective of what's been going on with the market lately, but also now I want to turn to my favorite segment, which is called Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great and Oz has spoken.
This past week, I had the opportunity to receive an invitation from Barron's. Barron's is that newspaper that comes out every Saturday. Our firm, for the past 7 years in a row, has been named one of the top independent advisory firms in the country. And I was
absolutely delighted to finally be able to go to one of these meetings. It was in Orlando, Florida this week. And we were surrounded by some of the very best independent advisors from around the country. And what I found is that the people that get up and speak, the corporate entities that get up and speak, that want to, you know, give you the rah-rah speeches, all this great stuff, all this information, they simply do not get what it is that we as independent advisors do. They seem to think that the clients I serve, because we're among the top independent advisors in the country, they seem to think that all I serve is the super wealthy. They are so far and wrong from that. And same with many of the people that were in that audience. I will tell you that let me give you a little demographic on the firm. We have 450 households that we serve. 90% of them either live within 10 miles of my office in Peabody, Massachusetts, or have had roots within 10 miles of my office, meaning they may have gone off as snowbirds down to Florida, to the Carolinas, whatever it might be. The average client in my office has a total net worth. And when we talk about net worth, that means investment accounts, total value of your house, your car, your boat, whatever it is that you own, everything, all this stuff added together, less any liabilities that exist, like your mortgage, credit card debt, auto loans. The average net worth of my clients range anywhere from $500,000 to $3 million. Now, some of my people might say, geez, that's a lot of money. It is a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of people on the North Shore, in the Merrimack Valley, in the southern area of New Hampshire that fit that segment. And so here's where the man behind the curtain part of this thing all comes out. They continue to refer to every single person that I serve as what's called a high net worth investor. Well, if you fit yourself in that group of between having a net worth between $500,000 and $3 million, would you consider yourself a high net worth investor? I would guarantee you that you don't feel that way. If someone were to say, hey, do you feel like a high net worth investor? I bet you wouldn't even know what the heck that even means. But for whatever reason, the corporate world has decided to come up with this term to identify who you are. Here's another term they've come up with. It's called a Henry. Do you know what a Henry is? H-E-N-R-Y? This is the up and coming. If you're a Henry, if you're a high earner, not rich yet. I thought that was the most ridiculous term. A Henry is a high earner, not rich yet. And then the third one that they come up with is the old-fashioned term, a millionaire. Well, did you know that if your net worth exceeds $1 million, you are a millionaire? Well, there's a lot of people here on the North Shore. If you add up the value of your house, the add up of your 401k, if you're 50-plus, there's a lot of people that fall into that category. Do you feel like a millionaire? Well, I don't think so, but I think the corporate world wants to classify you as that. And I think they need to settle back. They need to get real with what it is that you need, who you are, that you don't need to be treated like what a millionaire might think like. You need to be just the average person. You want to be treated like the average Joe. You want to get typical advice, just general good food for thought advice, whether it's on your investments, whether it's tax planning, whether it's what insurance to purchase, what to do with your kids' education costs, how to draw money out in retirement. Those are just typical things that every baby boomer, every retiree, that they want. But you don't want to be talked to as if you're the high net worth investor, as the millionaire, because they start to push you into this pool, and you don't need to be there. You don't need to be there. I will tell you, one of the last things that came out of this meeting was something that I thought was interesting, because I've thought it's been junk for the past few years, is this idea that when you retire, you should draw 4% of the value of your account. If you draw 4% of the value of your investment accounts, you really don't ever have to worry about running out of money. Now, honestly, I think that it's a poor way of having people think about planning for retirement, because in reality, your retirement income is likely to come from several sources. It should come from Social Security. It might come from interest and dividends you might get from your investment accounts. It might come from distributions you get from your IRAs. It might come from annuities. It might come from a lot of different places. And to simply designate that number 4% as the magic number that says, if I take 4% out, I'll be good. Probably a silly approach to take. Now, I want you to think about this. There's a lot of annuity salesmen that are out there that hear that you have $100,000 out there, and they say, well, if you give me $100,000, we'll be able to guarantee you 4% for life. 4% on $100,000 is $4,000. That's not a heck of a lot of money to live on, is it? And just think about it. The remaining money goes to your beneficiary. Not maybe a bad thing, but could have you used some of that money rather than leaving it to another generation? Especially when you have a house, when you have other resources, when you have other assets. I think one of the mistakes that people are making these days is that they're restricting, they're sacrificing their own potential lifestyle, their spending lifestyle, so that they can leave money to the children. And I would never want to impose my values of what I think is the right thing or the wrong thing to do, but I think people do this more out of fear than a stronger desire to leave more money to the kids. I think everybody says, look, if there's money left over, I want to designate a certain amount of money to leave to my kids, I want to be able to do that. But I don't think people realize how much money is being passed on to their children upon death. Look, at Friedman Financial, we average 9 to 12 deaths a year. You know, it's just the nature of our business. My father started the firm in 1968, and we talk about this in our weekly planning point. We oftentimes feature little stories about what needs to happen when somebody dies. And, you know, our weekly planning point just comes out every Friday. You can find it on our website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. But this whole idea of death, this whole idea of seeing what gets passed on to the next generation is kind of scary, because in my office, we have several clients where 3 and 4 generations of clients are part of our office. None of them are super wealthy, but many of them have goals. They all have goals. They all have objectives. But I will tell you, from what I've learned, is that when you leave a legacy to that next generation, unfortunately, they will not use the money the way you had hoped they might use it. Chances are they're not going to be nearly as responsible. They will not be nearly as protective and guarded as you were over that money. It's like anything else. When you go out for dinner and you bring the kids out for dinner and you're paying, they seem to feel, all right, I'll just buy anything. But all of a sudden, if the kids say, all right, I'm paying, they're a little bit more careful with how they might spend money at the dinner table, going out at a restaurant. They might spend their money a little bit differently at the shopping mall. When they're spending, they're a little bit more cautious, just like you're being a little bit more cautious with your retirement dollars. But when they see that money upon your death, it is free money. Free money to them. They think of all the different things that they can do with this money. Yes, perhaps they might like to save a piece that is a legacy of you. But they also would like to see you in a car. They'd like to imagine that their house is you, that their car is from you, all those things too. So you have to be very, very careful. And so what we do as financial planners involves a lot of different phases of our life, whether it's birth, death, weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs, graduations, all sorts of celebrations. All of that is part of the financial planning process. We'd be delighted to talk with you. If you find what we talk about here interesting on the show, we'd love to actually meet with you at our office. Our office is located in Peabody near the North Shore Mall. We're very, very convenient to the North Shore Mall. In fact, we share the same parking lot as the North Shore Mall. So we're real easy to find. If you'd like to learn more about the firm, all you've got to do is give my office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We can send you a free information kit about who we are, what we do. If you'd like to schedule a free initial consultation at my office, you call that phone number, 978-531-8108. Lisa, my director of first impressions, will answer the phone. She'll take your information and she'll schedule an initial consultation for you. There is no cost for an initial meeting. You go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com, Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. When we get back, I'm going to share with you a new report that we've put out that's called 10 Reasons It's Time for a New Financial Plan. I got all sorts of reasons as to why you might want to rethink the planning that you've done in the past. We'll be right back. My name is Mark Friedman. You've been listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. wonder whether your investments, 401k, and Social Security income will be enough to support you in retirement? It's time to stop worrying and start planning. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. For more than four decades, Friedman Financial has provided individuals and families on the North Shore with clear answers to retirement questions. We listen to your goals, review your whole financial situation, and craft an investment strategy especially for you. At Friedman Financial, planning is what we do, and we present ideas to you in a language you can understand. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an APGAR score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents. Do you like what you're hearing on today's show? Does our approach to financial planning make sense to you? If you answered yes, then I'd like to learn more about your financial goals and objectives. You see, our team at Friedman Financial can help you put your financial house in order and keep your focus on the big picture. Sure, we manage money for you, but if you're like most of our clients, you want someone who provides advice in all areas of your financial life too. Think of us as your rational sounding board for financial questions and direction. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, we're here to help you with the strategies to get you there. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
You're listening to the North Shore's number one station for good time favorites and fun all weekend long. WBOQ Gloucester.
Your good time favorites, North Shore 104.9.
Who finds the money?
I know you got a mess of dough here.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is top of the hour, and I want to welcome all of our new listeners that are just joining us at the 8 o'clock hour. We've been talking about anything and everything as it relates to money today. We've talked about all sorts of stories. We talked about the fact that the Dow Jones Industrial Average over the past week crossed that magical threshold of now being back in the green again on a six-year, seven-year basis. It's actually doubled itself, believe it or not, over the past 10 years. And most people will forget that interesting fact that 10 years ago, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was around 7,500. Today, it's over 14,000. So we're close to a double on that. That's almost 7% a year on your investments over the past 10 years. Not that I'm recommending that everybody jump into the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Just want to be sure I'm saying that. But for those people that thought it was appropriate to get in, to get out, to get in, to get out, no need to do it. Play Rip Van Winkle. You're doing just fine if you leave things alone and buy smart, sturdy investments. Friedman Financial is located in Peabody, Massachusetts. I've been doing radio shows for a year or two now and absolutely love it. It's a delight to be part of the North Shore 104.9 family. And I love being able to provide listeners like you with good, easy-to-understand financial advice. There's too much information that's out there. It's information overload, actually. Too many things that you can't understand because people are trying to trick you. They're trying to mislead you. And perhaps you're starting to think about, are the decisions that I made a few years ago the right ones to continue to follow? And so what I want to do is I want to introduce you to this paper that we wrote, which I'm happy, absolutely happy to send to you. I'll email it to you. If you go to the website, FriedmanFinancial.com, Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com, go to the website. You'll be able to put in your name and your email address. If you say, send me this report, it's called 10 Reasons, It's Time for a New Financial Plan. Happy to send it to you. It's absolutely free. And if you do that, you'll also be signed up for the newsletter. That's all good, too. So here, let me tell you about some of these tips. You know, in my opinion, it's more important than ever before to have a financial plan that places your interests first. I want you to think about the last time you met with a financial advisor and ask yourself, did this person place my interests first, or were they doing something that they thought was in their best interest and your best interest, but at the end of the day, they were the ones that were best served and perhaps you weren't. So the first thing I want you to think about is whether the last financial plan that you had written, drafted, presented, whatever it is, whether it's collecting dust. And most financial plans that were written over the past 10 years are delivered in what I call financial planning by the pound. Actually, I didn't come up with that. My father did. It's the, you know, you fill out this big questionnaire. The advisor might ask you two or three questions, and that seems to be enough information to produce a 250-page report that comes in a really nice leatherette binder that sometimes they'll even provide to you for free just so you'll place your money under management with them or invest some type of a product and some type of a product with them. Well, those financial plans have become useless. They really are, because my feeling is when you get a financial plan that shows long columns of numbers, that shows long projections in them, the thing that you need to be told right up front is there's a general guarantee that none of those numbers will come true. That's right. I said it. I'm a financial planner. I will tell you that when you have a financial plan written for you, when you see all the schedules and all the projections in front of you, chances are that none of those numbers will come true. That's the actual truth and the fact. And here's the reason why. We do not live in a linear world. Just because you might make $75,000, $100,000 over the course of the year doesn't mean that you're going to continue to have that same job, earn the same amount of money, get a 3% raise every year thereafter for the rest of your life, that you will only save money in the exact same pattern that you're saving it now, that you'll never need to take money out of your account to pay for an education cost, to pay for a new boiler, to buy a new car, to fix the roof, to put a pool in the backyard. We'll all have to do things. We don't live in a linear world. Things change. But when you see a presentation, a proposal, or a projection that's out there on a financial plan, generally it's based on making a few assumptions. And those assumptions are generally very linear. So understand that what was written for you whenever you got your last financial plan is probably not reflective of who you are today. It's important you go back and you revisit it. And I will tell you, if the financial planner that wrote that plan isn't revisiting those numbers with you at least once a year, at least even twice a year, then you really never had a financial planner. What you had was an investment salesperson. So number one in my 10 reasons it's time for a new financial plan, pull out the plan. If it's just collecting dust and you haven't revisited it, it's time to move on. Number two, another reason for a new financial plan is you either had a new baby, maybe you got married, you've got a new job, or there's a new transition in life. If something has changed in your life that's going to impact you financially, it's time to revisit the financial plan. Perhaps you've got a new source of income. Perhaps, with a new baby, of course, there's new expenses that come along with that. That's going to happen. Kids are expensive, and if you've never had a child before, you're going to realize how expensive diapers are. And let me tell you, when they go into that diaper genie, you don't want them hanging around in that diaper genie very long. The cost of sheets, the cost of blankets, the cost of those throw-up blankets, because the kids throw up all the time. The baby wipes, the high chairs, everything that goes on. The cost of Cheerios. Kids love Cheerios. They're going to eat lots of that stuff. These are new purchases that you're going to continue to make. It all has to be built in, and you need to understand what those costs are. Perhaps there's daycare costs that are going to fit into here. Perhaps you're divorced. Perhaps there's a merging of a family. Lots of different reasons as to why it's time to revisit your financial plan. So the third reason now here is that you're actually considering financial advice from strangers. Now, you might think that that's kind of weird. I'm telling you, it's a reason for a new financial plan. One reason for a new financial plan is the fact that you're considering taking financial advice from strangers. Well, that's not a financial plan. And just because your neighbor decided to invest in Kurt Schilling's next venture, or just because your friend at work decided to put all of their money in the science and technology fund in the 401k plan, that's not a financial plan. Your situation is unique to everybody around you. Just because somebody looks like they're doing better, they drive maybe a nicer car, they dress a little nicer, don't do not believe that they are doing better or worse financially than you are. I will tell you, some of our most wealthy clients in the office could sometimes pass for people that you might not even want to talk to if you walk by them on the streets of Boston. There's a book that was written called The Millionaire Next Door. The millionaire next door does not look like a millionaire, but I'll tell you, they've accumulated a lot of wealth because they've kept their head down, they've been intelligent, they've been smart, they've been responsible, they haven't bought into all of the hype. And there's a lot of different ways to do this, but don't let people that are overextended, you may not know that they're overextended, don't let people that are potentially overextended be your financial advisor. Number four in the 10 reasons it's time for a new financial plan, it was fun for a while, but now it's time to get serious. Think about this. Perhaps you elected to do financial planning on your own, or worried about putting all your eggs in one basket. So you decide to spread your money among several financial advisors to see who could make you the most money. But today, times are a little different. In fact, you need to build a strategy that isn't so fragmented anymore. Let's say, for instance, you had a stockbroker, an insurance agent. You got a guy that's doing your 401k plan. You got somebody else that is handling your kid's education account. You've got a cousin that you wanted to throw a little bit of business to on the side. But now, all of a sudden, it's time to get serious. It's time to put all of those pieces of the puzzle together so that you can begin to make informed decisions. If you're at that point in your life, it is absolutely time for a new financial plan. The fifth reason, you're not even sure whether you're on track to achieve your goals. Now, that's one of the huge mistakes that I hear people making. Some people will say, well, if I have $1 million or if I have $2 million, I'm going to be just fine. And, you know, if I hit that threshold, I'm going to be good. And you really don't know why. I always tell the story of a gentleman that came to see me in the late 90s, and he said to me, Mark, when I turn 60, my goal is to have $1 million, because I figure if I have $1 million, I'll be good. So I call him up on his 59th birthday, a year before he turned 60, to remind him that he now has $1 million in his account, and he's 59 years old. And so I said to him, Bill, congratulations, you hit your goal. He says, well, hey, I'm only 59 years old. Let's go for $2 million. What is your goal? Is your goal about accumulating money, or is your goal about achieving a goal? Is your goal about, you know, what is it about achieving something so that you'll be able to spend a certain amount of money? And a lot of folks don't think about how they're going to use their money. All they think about is accumulating money. There was a great Fidelity ad that came out a long time ago that said, people have always told me the importance of saving money, but no one ever taught me the importance of what it's going to mean to spend my money. And as a financial planning firm, that's what Friedman Financial has been doing for more than 40 years. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about our firm, we're located in Peabody, Massachusetts. We put out a newsletter every Friday. It's called Planning Pointers. You can access Planning Pointers by going to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. We're about halfway through our list of 10 reasons it's time for a new financial plan. We've talked about the first five already. I'll recap them very quickly for you. Number one of the reasons it's time for a new financial plan, your current financial plan is just simply collecting dust. Number two, you've had a new transition in your life, a new spouse, new baby, new job. Something's happened in your life. Number three, your financial plan is based upon taking advice from strangers. Number four, you realize that it was fun to have a whole bunch of advisors for a while, but now you're at a point in your life where it is time to get serious. And number five, I think that was number five, yep, you're unsure whether you're on track to even achieve your goals. Well, let's kind of breeze through these last 5 years. And I want to remind you that if you like this special report, I'm happy to provide it to you at no cost. All you need to do is visit my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And simply write in the comments section that you'd like to receive the report. Or give my office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. And we'll be sure to get that report off to you. Here's number six of 10 reasons why it's time for a new financial plan. Your financial planning review is limited to just analyzing the performance of your investment account. Do you dread going to visit your financial advisor? If you do, you really don't have a financial plan, because your financial planner should make the client review meeting an entertaining experience. In fact, I look forward to doing client review meetings, because here's the deal. we don't spend more than 10 minutes of about a 60-minute meeting talking about your investment accounts. Because you know what? There's nothing we can do about what happened in the past. What we have to do is plan for the future. So I want to learn about all the things that have changed in your life. I want to know what your new job looks like, how your parents' health might be, what challenges your kids are presenting to you, what major expenses you have coming up, or what major expenses you've had that you weren't planning on. All of those things become great conversation points so that we can begin to have a better planning experience for you so that you can continue to see whether your collective plan is on track. All right, here's the next one. Number 7, you still think that U.S. savings bonds will double in value in 7 to 10 years. Now, if I go around, I do a lot of speaking. I actually try to help kids and teachers because they need as much help as the kids do in many cases at a lot of the elementary and middle schools about basic financial principles. One of the things we talk about actually at the high school level is we introduce them to savings bonds. And I'll ask the question of the kids in the room, how many of you have savings bonds? Most kids will raise their hand saying, my grandparents gave me one, my parents gave me one. All the teachers will raise their hands in the room. I'll say, okay, how does a savings bond work? And they'll say, well, most of the kids actually won't know. The teacher will usually step up and they'll say, well, if I buy a $100 savings bond, something that says $100 on it, I know that I pay $50 for it. And at some point in the future, it will be worth $100. I said, that's absolutely right. But how long will it take before it becomes $100? And the teachers, unfortunately, and many of the kids say, I don't know, 7, 8 years? Well, it's not 7 or 8 years anymore. Would you believe that the answer is 20 years? 20 years is what it's going to take. And in fact, if you cashed out your savings bond on year 19 and 364 days, your $100 savings bond is going to be worth a grand total of $57. That's right, because the interest rate that you earn on a savings bond right now is 0.033%. It's pitiful. It's awful. But the government guarantees that your savings bond will be worth double in 20 years. So you get this big jump up on the last day before it hits the 20th birthday. And that's when you'll get your money. But most people don't hold on to savings bonds that long. They are a horrible investment. So if you're still using that as a savings and investment strategy to help put your kids through school, to put your grandkids through school, I'd encourage you to look at some other strategies that are out there. Just quickly, we got 3 more to go. You don't know how your financial advisor gets paid. That's a reason to get another financial plan. If you're continuing to work with a financial planner and you're not clear how they're getting paid, shame on you. Shame on you for not asking. You have a right to know. They're actually getting paid. No financial planner works for free. They get compensation from a variety of different sources. You have the right to know. And frankly, in many cases, they have an obligation to tell you. Certainly, if you're working with somebody that is a certified financial planner professional, you have every right to ask them, how do you get paid? And they need to tell you. So I strongly encourage you, if you're working with a financial advisor who you wonder how they're getting paid, or they just say to you, well, the investment company pays me, you need to be asking a few more questions. Well, how much? What percentage of my account do I get paid? Quickly, 2 final ones. Number nine here is, you wonder whether you are still your financial advisor's ideal client. Periodically, check in with your financial advisor and ask them, what does your typical client look like? You know, you might find that you're not their typical client. You're not their sweet spot. Perhaps they're over-serving you. Perhaps they're under-serving you. You want to be sure that the financial advisor you're working with is one that puts your interests first, and they have clients that are in similar situations to you so that they can best serve you. And finally, the last reason why it's time for a new financial plan, you know that now's the time to get your financial house in order. That's the number one reason I think that people choose to go hire a financial advisor, is they want to know how to get their financial house in order. And that's what a great financial planner will do. If you'd like a copy of this report, the 10 reasons why you need a financial, why you need a new financial plan, contact my office. I will send you this free report. It's been published. You'll love this report. It'll give you some great information, some great resources that are out there. Our phone number at the office to request it is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to dig deep into the mailbag and see what our listeners are asking us for questions. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Do you wonder whether your investments, 401k, and Social Security income will be enough to support you in retirement? It's time to stop worrying and start planning. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. For more than four decades, Friedman Financial has provided individuals and families on the North Shore with clear answers to retirement questions. We listen to your goals, review your whole financial situation, and craft an investment strategy especially for you. At Friedman Financial, planning is what we do, and we present ideas to you in a language you can understand. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents. Do you like what you're hearing on today's show? Does our approach to financial planning make sense to you? If you answered yes, then I'd like to learn more about your financial goals and objectives. You see, our team at Friedman Financial can help you put your financial house in order and keep your focus on the big picture. Sure, we manage money for you, but if you're like most of our clients, you want someone who provides advice in all areas of your financial life too. Think of us as your rational sounding board for financial questions and direction. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, we're here to help you with the strategies to get you there. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Show me your money!
Back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We are in our final segment of our show. Dollars and Cents runs every Sunday from 7:30 to 8:30 each Sunday morning. We run it in four different segments. The first segment of our show tells you a little bit of a financial news tip, something that is of interest that we think you will find of value. We talked this week about our smart money tip, which included how to avoid rules of thumb. In the second segment, we have our segment that's called Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Curtain. We share with you some of the secrets, some of the lessons that you need to know about that financial advisors, frankly, aren't telling you about. I will tell you what those secrets are. I will pull back the curtain. I will be that magical Oz that will tell you what it is that you need to know so that you can become more empowered. You can become a smarter consumer. You can work with your financial advisor better. Thirdly, in the third segment of our show this week, we talked about the 10 reasons that you might want to consider a new financial plan. We have a special report that's out there. You can access that by going to my website and requesting it. My website is FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Or you can contact my office directly in Peabody. It's 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. But now, our final segment, it is mailbag time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail is here.
Look, Bullwinkle, a message in a bottle.
Look, we've got mail.
It's the email, the email. What, the email.
This week's mailbag question comes from Monique in Topsfield. And I want to say before I get to this question, I want to thank so many of the listeners for sending your questions in. We had several questions that were received this week. We posted it on our newsletter as well, and we'll continue to do that as a reminder. You can just click on a hot link there on my newsletter to send in your question. Like I said, you can go to the website. Lots of ways you can reach out to us. But if I don't answer your question here on the air, always feel free to drop me a question anyways, and I'll respond to you, I promise. I'll respond personally to you and give you the answer that you want. So here's the question that Monique from Topsfield sent to me this week. It's a little bit long, so I will read it to you. I know that diversification is important, but with fixed income paying so little in yield, what do you think of investing all my money in dividend-paying stocks? My theory is that many stocks have paid dividends for many, many years, and the likelihood of them stopping a payment is very low. Also, current tax laws favor dividends and capital gains. If stock prices decline, I'll still get a dividend. So I'm thinking of putting 75% of my $2 million portfolio into stocks such as AT&T and Johnson & Johnson. What do you think? I just retired. Well, there's a lot to that question, Monique, and there's a lot of things to think about. The first thing I would caution you on is that just because a stock is a dividend-paying stock doesn't mean that it will continue to pay its dividend all the time. We've seen that happen with Citigroup. We've seen that happen with GE. We've seen that happen with a lot of different companies where they even cut their dividends. What I also caution you on is if you're looking at dividend-paying stocks, generally the ones that pay the decent dividend are what are called large-cap stocks, meaning that they're generally representatives of the S&P 500, that large managed index, unmanaged index, I should say, of the 500 largest stocks that trade on the exchanges. And that marketplace can be very volatile. Yes, over the past year, it has done well. In fact, over the past 10 years, over time, it has done well, but it has seen significant ups and downs of going up 30% in one year, down 40% in another. I would not risk all of my money into putting that large of a sum into the risk of dividend-paying stocks. Now, I say that with a caveat. We need to know the whole situation. You see, every financial planner should always start the answers to their questions with, "It depends," because all you've done is you've told me that you have a $2 million portfolio, a nice-sized portfolio, but what if you need $400,000 to support your lifestyle? Well, a $2 million portfolio is certainly not going to support that. If you need a $20,000 or a $40,000 a year portfolio, why bother to invest your money in stocks at all? So we need to know the whole situation. Where are all of your assets? What are your other sources of income? What are you trying to accumulate? And what type of a legacy are you looking to pass on to the next generation? Generally, what happens is most questions that get asked of a financial advisor result in more questions that are asked of you. And a good financial advisor will always do that, and they'll always keep asking questions. If you just simply think that an answer, a simple straight answer that says yay or nay, well, that's a Jim Cramer answer. That's what you're going to get on CNBC. That's what you're going to get on secret sound bites. You're not going to – I can't give you sound bites on a radio. As much as the radio station might like me to give you sound bites, to give you good, honest answers to what's really necessary for your portfolio, for your financial life, it is tough to do your own unique situation in a soundbite. That needs to be done face-to-face. That needs to be done with an advisor understanding the big picture. When I provide advice here on the radio each and every Sunday from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning, each Sunday here on 104.9, what I'm doing is I'm providing general advice, advice that on the big picture, on the big surface, is a great starting point for anybody to consider when they're looking at their own personal financial plan. But when it comes time to for your situation, you should take the advice that I give you and then cull it down a little bit. Make sure that it fits your situation appropriately. If you want some help with that, you're always welcome to call my office at Friedman Financial. The office phone number is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit the website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. One thing that I want to remind all of our listeners about is a promise that I've made to the community where I want to help you. If you like listening to the show, if you like the way that we present advice, and you'd like this advice to be shared with others, I want to be a spokesperson for you. I'd be happy to visit your Kiwanis Club, your Rotary Club, your church group, your nonprofit organization, your hospital, whatever it might be. If you need a speaker at zero cost, at no cost, I will come out and deliver a great presentation where you will be exceptionally proud. And I promise you this, I will not sell a thing in that meeting. It'll be purely about advice, because that's what the public wants. The public wants some advice. They want to be sure that they're empowered to make smart decisions so that when they're meeting with the number of financial advisors that they might work with, that they can be skilled enough to ask the right questions to come to a point where they say, you know what, I know that I'm feeling good. I'm making smart decisions as I work with this person. Well, we're about out of time. I want to wrap up our meeting and say thank you to my producer, Jay. I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in each and every Sunday. Please sign up for the newsletter. Planning Pointers comes out every Friday at 10:30 in the morning at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And I'm out of here. You've been listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.